Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
If you were an infant in July of 1969, you had no idea about the momentous event occurring a quarter of a million miles away from your bassinet. That's not a criticism, I totally understand. My daughter was one of you. She was born 6 months earlier, in January of 1969. On the other hand, nearly every citizen of planet Earth above the age of, say, six, knew exactly what was going on and was awestruck by it. I know precisely where I was and what I was doing on this date 56 years ago. Today was the day that mankind visited another celestial object, our beautiful moon. Neil Armstrong took his famous small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, on this day, and we all thought that the world had changed forever. Humans from Earth had achieved the seemingly impossible. They had answered the late President John Kennedy's call in 1961 to land men on the moon and return them safely to Earth by the end of the decade. Mission accomplished, even though the technology available to the crew of Apollo 11 was light years inferior, to stick with the space theme here, to what NASA utilizes today. Nothing underscores the magnitude of that achievement more than the fact that only now, more than half a century later, are we preparing to go back? The recent expedition of the Artemis, which carried four astronauts on an orbital flyby of the moon, has set the stage for a lunar landing, perhaps in 2028 if all goes well. A scientific colony could follow. Eventually, we'll travel to Mars, though millions of people alive today will not be around to witness it. The world did indeed change forever after Apollo 11, but humans being human, the changes were not all positive. Yes, the fight against disease has made amazing strides in the decades since Apollo went to the moon. Vaccines have been developed that have saved millions of lives. Advancements in medical treatments and surgery have done the same. Without that progress, the pandemic might have wiped out life as we know it. Once again, we demonstrated that facing a potentially cataclysmic challenge, we can respond. But while we were developing life-saving medicines, we were also developing powerful weapons capable of destruction on a similar scale. The fact remains that the people of Earth continue to disagree with each other, often with violence, and without regard for a basic truism that has become a cliché, namely that we have much more that unites us than what divides us. I remember witnessing that phenomenon during the remarkable moment when Neil Armstrong stepped off the lunar module ladder and made that first boot print on the moon's surface. I was in Houston, Texas, covering the flight of Apollo 11 for The Blade. I watched in the media center as Israeli journalists and Muslim journalists celebrated together, slapping each other on the back and cheering what they had just witnessed. Today, of course, all these years later, we know that their shared pride was just a fleeting moment in time. Those people are all gone. Today, their descendants would rather fight, a reflection of one of mankind's more unsavory traits.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.